The Congressional Budget Office has now forecasted that the Build Back Better legislation would add $367 billion to the deficit over the next 10 years, about $36 billion a year, not taking into account any additional tax revenue that might be created by the bill. But 6th District Republican Congressman Ben Klein said live on WFIR this morning from Washington that he would not vote to pass the bill.
More than 150 new government programs, amnesty for illegal immigrants, taxpayer-funded abortions, the Green New Deal, raise taxes for small business, Obamacare expansion, Medicare expansion. They're giving favors to their friends. They're hurting working families, and this thing is just an abomination.
A vote was delayed until today by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's 8-hour floor speech last night. Next stop is the Senate, where passage of Build Back Better as currently drafted is still in doubt. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.